Hi, everyone. Welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick, and this is my co-host, Jenna. Today, we're talking about emotional eating, and we are going to answer three email questions from our audience at the end. So make sure to stay tuned because one or all may relate to you. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Okay, so can you believe it's January already?
It's crazy.
How fast the month went. Right?
It's
crazy. All December was here and gone, and everyone thought, oh, I'm going to go into January and I'm going to do the most amazing, I'm going to have the most amazing results. And what happens? January's almost over. And where are you right now with your results and your resolutions, right? That's what we do. We go into it with all our resolutions of what we want to do and what we plan on doing. And then the end of January comes and we look and we say, oh, did we do it?
Right.
I think 90% of people do not complete their resolutions by the second or third week of January. So I find that really interesting.
Why do you think that is, that people don't follow through with the resolutions?
I think mainly it's because they go into January so excited and mm-hmm. they just, you know, they overate December with all the holidays. And we really, you have November, December, and, you know, you go into January and you're just super excited and you're like, okay, I'm going to, you know, exercise every day. I'm going to eat great every day. And then it's just so hard. And by the middle of the month, you're like, okay, I can't do it anymore. And I just, you know, they give up.
Exactly. And you know what? That brings us to emotional eating.
Yes, yes.
Now, why do you think we emotionally eat?
So many reasons. We emotionally eat because we're sad, happy, tired, bored, you know, there's so many reasons why we do it. But I think what we have to realize when we're emotionally eating is, you know, we just don't think about it. We just grab. We tend to, like, I'm famous for saying, you know, think before you eat, mm-hmm. you know, or think before you grab something and eat it. Because a lot of times we really just do it out of, like, habit. Or, like I said, emotional eating or, you know, something's going on in life. And it doesn't always have to be sad. It could be, you know, happy. You know, you're happy and you're like, oh, let's celebrate. Let's go out to eat, you know?
Right.
So
what are the best ways to overcome emotional eating? Josephine, you have five tips here that we're going to go into of how to overcome emotional eating. The first one is to be there for your body.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay. I really believe that you need to be there for your body. You know, a lot of times we expect so much from our body. We want it to, you know, lose weight. We want it to think. We want it to, you know, exercise. But there are times where we're just, you know, emotionally upset or we're just not feeling good or we feel blah. And that's the time you really have to be there for your body. And you have to push your body. You have to find the motivation. You have to really dig down deep and say, you know what? I don't feel great, but I'm going to do this because it's what I want and I'm going to push my body today instead of it always just being there for me, you know? And I think that's I don't think we think enough about that and how important it is.
I totally agree. The next is to stay positive.
Yes. Oh, that's such a big one, mm-hmm. right? I think, you know, staying positive, we don't always give ourselves enough positive talk. We go into negative talk, even especially with people that may be around us that are negative. And then you fall into that, like, oh, you know, talking about other people, talking bad about food. Just in general, you have to stay positive. You have to talk to yourself positive. You have to believe, okay, I want this and I'm going to do it. And you have to stay positive about it. You know, even write a list of why you should be positive and what are the great things in your life that you have that are positive, because we have so many, but we tend mm-hmm. to always go towards that negative. So it's really, if you can write them down, look at them, study them, you know, have a mantra, you know, think like, okay, I am going to be positive today. I'm going to be there for my body and I'm going to do the right things.
Totally. I love that. Another one is keeping yourself motivated. How do you keep yourself motivated?
Oh, that's, you know, I think there's so many things. Like it doesn't have to be in the moment. We have to think about the future. You know, mm-hmm. we want to think about, okay, what do we have coming up? Okay, right now it's February. So we have Valentine's Day, of course. So you want to look great for Valentine's Day. You want to feel great. But what's even further? We have spring, you know, where everyone starts going into shorts and spring break. And then mm-hmm. we have graduations coming up in June. Anything that's in your life that's going to motivate you to stay on. You know, another thing I tell clients all the time, go on the computer and find some outfits that you want to wear for all of these occasions.
Clothing's a great motivation.
Yeah. Clothing is a great motivation. Bathing suits, you know, anything that's going to make you feel good and that you can visualize yourself in it. And that's exactly. how you want to look.
Right. Another big one is exercise. People yes. want to know how much exercise yes. they should get, what exercise they should do.
Right. That's very true. And exercise is different for everyone. I think it's so important. And what I always say is do what you love to do. Don't worry about, you know, what you're going to get the best results from. I'm a runner, mm-hmm. but I run every day. So it's what I do. I love running, and it's not something that it's hard for me because mm-hmm. I look forward to it. But some people like yoga. Some people like, you know, Pilates. It's, right. You have to do what you love to do. You can mix it up too. You know, do weights one day, run another. But make sure you like it, because if you don't like it, you're not going to do it.
That's such a big point. And another big point is self-talk. That's a really big one.
Yes, yes. And that goes with the positive thinking as well.
Yeah.
You know, self-talk is, you know, do I need this? Do I want this? You know, mm-hmm. If you have a snack in your hands and you're like, okay, I really want this right now, but do you need it? You know, is it, exactly. do you want it because you're sitting there thinking about it? You know, talk to yourself. Think to yourself like, okay, can I go, you know, the next hour without eating this? Or, you know, if I keep myself busy, or, you know, do I really need this right now? Am I feeling like, you know, lethargic, or am I feeling weak? Then you know you need it, you know?
Right.
Or also think about what you had in the day. Because a lot of times you'll just have had lunch and you're like, oh, I really want that snack. But do you really need that snack? You just ate lunch.
Exactly.
And that's self-talk. Talk to yourself. You know, do I need to have this right now? You know, and a lot of times when we do that, we figure it out all on our own, you know, what we should be doing at that moment.
Yeah. And self-talk has actually helped me a lot, too. That's one of the biggest ones that's helped me. And the last one that you have is that weight loss is 99% mental.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
So weight loss is 99% mental because we tend to, you know, our mind plays tricks on us. You know, we think we want it, and we want it most of the time because we can't have it. We always want things we can't have,
yeah.
you know? So
it's
I always say a great thing to do is always, like, with the innovation program, we do 6 on-program days and 1 cheat day.
Mm-hmm.
So I always ask a client, if it's a Wednesday and they really want something, think about it. Is it something you would pick to have on your cheat day? Because if it's not, you probably don't want it. You just want it right at that moment because you can't have it. You know, again,
right.
this all comes to the mental. It's all, you know, we let our mind take over what we really want, even though we know at the moment, you know, we want it at that moment, but it's not something that we're thinking about, okay, do I really want this, you know, and want what the results are going to be from it.
And
you
it's
know,
important.
Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Like, you know, does that make sense what I'm saying?
It really does make yeah. sense. And to know that your mind is in control of everything.
Right.
You are in control of your actions. It's
yes.
a really, really big
Absolutely.
One, too.
Absolutely. Sometimes I say things and I'm like, well, I know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Make sure it's coming across that way.
Yeah. So those are really, really great points.
Good.
Now it's time to answer a couple of our email questions before we close the show.
Okay.
So the first email is from one of your clients. Mm-hmm. So they said, I am struggling. I am feeling discouraged and I don't know why. Now, last night, I started picking on my eggplant parm that I made for my family.
Hmm. So she's struggling, and she started picking on an eggplant parm because she's struggling. Okay.
Right.
So I think a lot of, first of all, we can actually relate the segment to her because we can tell her self-talk. Right?
Self-talk.
Self-talk. Did you really want that eggplant? Are you really struggling, or did you really want the eggplant? Like, sometimes we make ourselves believe things because, like, you know, you feel kind of like, I can't have that right now, but everyone else is eating it.
Right.
So you start feeling bad for yourself. And you say, you know, well, if I reverse this right now and say, well, I want the eggplant, but I also want the results. What's more important to me? You know, talk to yourself, think about really what you want and what's important to you. You know, another thing you could do is just make a healthy eggplant, like a grilled eggplant parmesan with low-fat cheese. You know, make a version that's healthy of what your family's having so you can sit and eat with them.
Exactly. There's always a healthy alternative. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, I love the innovation. Okay. Eggplant parm.
It is
it's
so
one
good.
Of my favorite meals.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, and I know the clients can relate to me too because it's definitely delicious.
Oh, good.
I always bring that home, and my mom loves it too. So
we all eat it.
So that's a really great solution too, that she can order the eggplant parm, and that can be a quick fix solution so
right.
that her whole family can eat it. Yes, just her absolutely. Can have it.
Yes, right. So that's she can a great make one. Her eggplant parm for her family, and she can have the innovation eggplant parm for her.
True.
Good idea.
That was a great solution. So what are some tips for her future? Besides just that moment of wanting the eggplant parm, what are some tips for her going forward with that?
I would say other than making, you know, the healthy one or ordering the innovation one, get out of the kitchen. You know, a lot of times we will sit and just feel sorry for ourselves. And then, you know, it just, that will just fester into like worse. You'll just be like, okay, I'm going to start having a little piece. And then before you know it, it's gone. So get out of the kitchen and always remember a client is famous for saying to me, but what, I want to sit with my family. And that's fine. But remember, you're just trying to get your weight loss. Once you get to your goal, then you can have dinner with your family. You know what I mean? And not all the time. Obviously, I'm not telling you to go out of the kitchen every time your family eats. But if you don't, if something's really tempting you and you know you're not feeling great and you're, you know, feeling sad or struggling, then get out of the kitchen because you're just eating that eggplant parm was not making her feel better.
Right.
You know, it actually probably made her feel worse. So better off to walk away.
Exactly. And how you feel afterwards is a really big point as well.
Yes, exactly. We forget to think like, okay, once I eat this, how am I going to feel after it's done?
Exactly. Mm. That's a really great solution. Thank you, Josephine. The next email we have is, every time I try to lose weight, I get so frustrated because I have so much weight to lose that it feels like it's going to take me forever. So I just give up. Mm. What would you say is the best way for her for them to move forward?
Okay. So I do understand that because it can, if you feel like, oh, I have 50 pounds to lose, how it's so overwhelming.
It's scary to have such a big number or a big goal that they want to reach.
So you want to take small goals that are going to reach you to your big goal.
Okay? I love that. Yeah.
So I a great thing to do is say you're a number 159, okay? Mm-hmm. And the best way to do it is even though you want to be 120 mm-hmm. and you're working your way there, go from 159 and just say, okay, I just want to go to 149. That's my first short-term goal, okay?
Yeah.
And then when you get to 149, you go, okay, 10 pounds, I want to get to 139. And when you're doing that, you're taking those short-term goals to reach your long-term goal to get to 120. So it really helps because mentally, those little short increments, they're doable.
Exactly.
So you're like, I can do this.
It feels more attainable for them.
Exactly. And it is. It absolutely is. But there are those short-term goals are getting them to where they want to be. And that's really important.
That is super important. Mm-hmm. So the next email that we have says, I want to lose weight and I need to lose weight, but I am so afraid that I'm going to be hungry that I always put it off.
Okay. So say that one more time.
Of course. I want to lose weight and I need to lose weight, but mm-hmm. I am so afraid that I'm going to be hungry that I always put it
hungry.
Off.
Hungry. Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's so funny because if they know me, I'm going to tell them, which anyone that knows me knows I'm going to say, it's okay to be a little hungry. Embrace it. As long as you know you're eating your meals and snacks that are allowed to you, you're supposed to be a little hungry. Weight loss is, and what it means is taking in less than your body needs.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, you're going to feel hungry because you're taking in less than what you're used to, but you're doing that. So when your body wants you to feed it more and you don't, it's going to take from the stored fat on your body. And that's what you want. That's what creates the weight loss. So mm-hmm. that hunger can be a positive and not a negative. As long as you're eating, you know, we never want to be starving and we never want to force ourselves not to eat. But if you're eating what's on your menu of your meals and snacks or whatever healthy program you're on, and you're going to definitely feel a little hungry because, you know, that is the weight loss. Embrace it and just know like, okay, I feel a little hungry. It's okay. It will pass, mm-hmm. but this is what's creating the weight loss.
Exactly. And it also relates back to the self-talk.
Yes.
Saying to yourself, am I actually like really, really hungry or am I just bored
right now? And honestly, when you are, especially when you're starting a program, you're definitely going to feel a little hungry because you're definitely taking in less than what you're used to. That's the whole point of losing weight. You have to take in less.
Exactly. And knowing it'll pass is really something that motivates mm-hmm. you as well.
Yes.
So what is a tip that she can do that will help get past that little hunger?
Okay. One of the tips I would say is, maybe go out for a walk, have a cup of tea. Simple things that are just going to take you, have a bottle of water always helps. Most of the time we're thirsty and we think we're hungry, but it'll just make you feel like you're doing something. A great tip is to have water, use a straw, because it's the hand-to-mouth motion
right.
that you're really looking for. So that really works. You know, just do something that's maybe have a snack, but don't eat the whole snack. Maybe a piece of it just to have feel like you're satisfying yourself and then put the rest away. You know, things like that really help. But I think the most important is to just get out of wherever you are at that moment that you're feeling hungry. Go for a walk. Take the dog for a walk if you have a dog, you know. Go exercise. Anything that's going to take you out of that moment. It really helps. Because once it passes, you're like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't feed into it.
Exactly. And there's two things that have actually helped me in that situation. The first one is using my Yeti water bottle. Mm-hmm. And really just using like a water bottle that's fun to drink out of.
Right.
And that's actually helped, you know, some of my friends and family members too. It forces you to drink more water.
Exactly.
If it's like a nice, fun water bottle that you enjoy right. drinking out of. And another thing is having an on-program snack in my bag with me.
Right.
Because if I have nothing on me and if I'm surrounded by something tempting and it's not on program, it'll throw me off track. But if I have Innovation protein sticks, Innovation red licorice, it right. really helps me because I have it on me. So right. little
exactly.
snacks like that
yeah.
really help
that
me.
That really does. And even like you said, like the protein sticks is two in the pack. Have one.
Right.
And save the other one for later, you know? So this way you feel like, okay, I'm having something, but I didn't eat my whole snack because a lot of times when we're on program, we're thinking like, oh, I don't want to eat all my snacks right now. I'll have nothing later. And you're so afraid to be hungry later again.
Right.
So split it. Have half now, half later.
That's a really great solution. I love that. So we have to end it here, everyone. Thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
You.
If you have a specific topic or a question that you want answered on the show, please email innovationweightlossmedia@gmail.com. And also, if you want to be a guest, we are taking guests on our show.
Yes, we are.
Please email that same email. You can also shop the Innovation
yes.
Food Store. We are located in Woodbury. Mm-hmm. But also, if you're not in New York, we ship nationwide.
Yes, we have all prepared foods, prepared snacks, you know, clean, 100%, you know, no preservatives. They're great.
Yeah.
Everyone loves them. And it just makes life so much easier.
It does make life mm-hmm. easier. And loving to live healthy,
yes.
eat healthy. It's so much fun.
Yes.
So definitely check out our website too, innovationweightloss.com. Follow our Instagram if you want, Innovation Weight Loss. And thank you so much for tuning in again.
Yes,
it was great talking to you.
Have a great weekend, everyone.